VICT Consultancy.
Hello, this is Paul Warner of VICT Consultancy. At the beginning of September 2012, I was pleased to announce the launch of VTurbo for NVDA, a software application which adds new features to that great free screen reader. As with the launch of most new software, though, there were a few teething troubles which have now been ironed out. For example, a bug when alt-tabbing between open programs in Windows 7 Ultimate has been fixed. The bug there tried to load application settings while you were alt-tabbing. Also, at installation, VTurbo configures itself automatically to run as administrator, so now that the user does not need to set this manually. There's a new item on the VTurbo settings menu which enables you to configure VTurbo to launch automatically if your version of NVDA itself is configured to start when you log on to Windows. It's easier to close VTurbo now. There's a simple exit VTurbo item on the VTurbo menu that was in fact introduced in version 1.01. But the really cool thing is that there's a couple of great new features which have been added to the enhanced Say All mode, and I will demonstrate those in the course of this podcast. If you haven't already listened to the earlier podcast introducing VTurbo for NVDA, you might want to listen to that first before listening to the rest of this podcast. You can find that earlier podcast on our podcasts page at www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. In that podcast, I use the Wikipedia page for Barack Obama to demonstrate some of VTurbo's features, and I'm going to do that again in relation to the two new features which have been added in version 1.1 of VTurbo. One of the innovations in VTurbo for NVDA Enhanced Say All mode was the fact that in addition to the quick navigation keys provided by NVDA in its browse mode, you can now go back a line using the up arrow and fast forward a line by using down arrow while NVDA is still reading continuously. Two new features have been added in the Enhanced Say All. The first one I'm going to demonstrate is the skip reading by paragraph by pressing the letter P. In this demonstration, I'm at the top of the page in the Barack Obama article on Wikipedia. I will start the Enhanced Say All feature in VTurbo by pressing its hotkey, which is now changed to Windows key Alt and J. In the earlier version of VTurbo, it was just Windows key and J, but the Alt key has now been added in order to ensure compatibility with Windows 8. So I'm now going to press Windows key Alt and J, and after a while I'll start to press the letter P.
Link, please read. Link, a personal appeal from a link Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales.
In fact, I'm
link
going to
read
jump
now.
To the next
link
heading
graphic
by pressing
close.
H.
Heading level to contents. Link hide. List with 10 items. Link
within
one early life
so
and career list with 2
N.
items. Heading level to early life and career. Main article. Link early life and career of Barack Obama. Obama was born on in 1963. Dunham met Link Lolo Sodoro, an Indonesian. Link graphic, a young boy preteen. A younger girl toddler. A woman about age 30 and Link in large, Obama with his half-sister Link Maya Sodoro NG, mother Link. In 1971, Obama returned to Honolulu to live with...
Pressing P to skip reading by paragraphs is a good way to skim read through a page on a website or in a PDF document, because the quick navigation keys, of course, work in browse mode, which affects both HTML and PDF documents. This new feature of skim reading by paragraph only applies during the enhanced Say All, during the continuous reading. It does not apply if NVDA is not reading and all you're doing is pressing P to go to the next paragraph. You will still need to press Control and up arrow or down arrow in order to access paragraphs that way. The second great new feature in version 1.1 of VTurbo is the bringing together of the repeat search function and the enhanced Say All function. Now, this is what you have to do originally while searching for the occurrence of a word in a web page, and you wanted to find exactly the right occurrence. I'll go back to the top of the page.
Link, please read.
And I'll do Control, Insert, and F to find the word Democrat.
Find dialogue. Type the text. Barack. table with 27 rows, row 18 column to linked Democratic, linked.
Now, if I was going to do a say all from here, and I'll do it the original way with NVDA, I'll do insert and down arrow.
Link Democratic, row 19, column 1, spouse S, column to link Michigan.
At that point, I realised that's not the bit I wanted with the word Democrat, so I would have to press insert and F3.
Out of table, link Democratic primary and his link keynote address at the link.
So it's found another occurrence, and I would then have to press insert and F3 again.
Link Democratic National Convention in July 2004.
And maybe I want to start reading from there.
Link Democratic National Convention in July 2004. He won link the Senate election in November 2004.
Now I'm going to go back to the top of the page.
Link please read.
Now, since the word Democrat is already in NVDA's search field, if you like, then pressing insert and F3 repeats that search, so you don't have to press Control, Insert and F again. What I'm going to do is to start reading it from the top of the page using Windows key Alt and J, and then I'll press the letter W to skip to the next occurrence of the word Democrat.
Link please read. Link a personal appeal
I'll
from link
w.
Wikipedia. Link Democratic, row 19 column 1 spouse S, column to link Michelle Robinson, October 3, 1992 present, row 20 column 1
press
children,
w
column
again.
To link. Link Democratic primary and his link keynote address at the link Democratic National Convention in July 2004. He won link the Senate election
and
in
again.
November. Link campaign in the link 2008 Democratic Party presidential primaries against link Hillary Rodham Clinton. He won his party's nomination
and
in the 2008 presidential general election and was re-elected again in 2002. Link 53 in 2000. He lost a link Democratic primary.
No. You might also have noticed that instead of just reading from the word Democrat or Democratic when it finds the occurrence of the search, what the new feature, the repeat search feature by pressing the letter W during Enhanced See All does, is to start reading from the beginning of the line that the search term has been found in, because that, I think, provides greater context so you have a better idea of whether you're actually reading the right part of the document. That, I think, is a great new feature in VTurbo for NVDA version 1.1. And I have to thank Claire, a student, for suggesting that feature, which I believe doesn't even exist in JAWS. So I think NVDA could steal a march in JAWS with this particular feature. And while I'm at it, I'd also like to thank a fellow Scot, Kevin, for his wonderful feedback in testing various versions of VTurbo since its launch and helping me to iron out the bugs. One of the advantages that JAWS does have over NVDA, I suppose there are a few, but one of them in relation to Say All is that you can use quick navigation keys while in Microsoft Word. You can only use quick navigation keys in NVDA's browse mode in HTML and PDF documents, as I mentioned earlier. So is it possible in NVDA to read through a document which isn't an HTML or PDF document using quick navigation keys? Well, the general answer to that is no. Not using NVDA, normal NVDA, if you like, but you can do it up to a point with VTurbo for NVDA version 1.1. And I'll show you how to do that. What I've done is I've loaded in a text file, a plain text file, into Internet Explorer, which you can use your web browser, whether it's Internet Explorer or Chrome or Firefox, to open more or less any kind of document. And once it's there, you can then use quick navigation keys. Now, there aren't really any you can use in NVDA out of the box, but there are three types of quick navigation keys you can use with VTurbo. I'm going to go to the top of this document, which is Hard Times by Charles Dickens.
Hard Times by Charles Dickens.
I'll show you how you can quickly skip using the search facility. I'm going to go to the top of the book again.
Hard Times by...
And do an NVDA find.
Find dialogue. Type the text...
Chapter.
Chapter 101.
Now it's found the first chapter here. I'm going to go back to the top of the page though.
Hard Times by...
And I'll start Enhance See All.
Hard Times by Charles
and
Dickens.
And press W.
Chapter 1, the one thing needful now. What I want is facts. Teach these boys and girls. Chapter 2, murdering the innocents. Thomas Gradgrind, sir.
And again.
A man of re- Ch- Chapter 3, a loophole. Mr. Gradgrind walked homeward from the school.
So that's all I'm doing, is just pressing the letter W, and it immediately jumps to the next occurrence of the word chapter and continues reading. As a daily user of NVDA myself, I'm really, really pleased with these two great new features in version 1.1 of VTurbo for NVDA, and I hope that you will be too. If you want to leave me any comments, you can send me an email to my email address, which is paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk. And of course, you can go to the website www.vict-consultancy.co.uk and check out the other podcasts and products that we have. Thank you for listening.
VICT Consultancy.